He plopped a puffy newsboy cap on my head, snapped my suspenders, and said, "Play ball," as he ushered me out of the door of the wardrobe trailer onto the back lot of Screen Gems, then Carolico Studios. It was the early 90s, during a heyday of filming in Wilmington, with the film Alan and Naomi. The backlot of the studios brought you back to a Brooklyn street in the 1940s, complete with lines of laundry stretched from the fronts of run-down faux brick brownstones and apartment buildings. Antique cars and delivery vans were parked up and down the street, and an army of residents in 1940s garb went shopping, sold hot dogs and vegetables, delivered milk, and played stickball in the street. I was a stickball kid, part of a ruffian gang who had commandeered the end of a street to play our ball game. The backlot set was awe-inspiring and hyper-realistic, but in reality, it was plywood facings of 2-, 3-, and 4-story buildings. All of the storefronts were decorated. You could look in the window of a clothing store and see the shop and the sales counter and the mannequins. My favorite was the Lionel Train store, which had model trains zooming by the picture glass window and dozens of proc boxes of model trains. This was my first memory of working with now-famous Wilmington son, Alonzo Wilson, as he helped costume me for this film over 20 years ago. Alonzo has now returned home, bringing his exquisite exhibition, Well Suited, which can be experienced at Cameron Art Museum. It is a brilliant costume exhibition from HBO's award-winning series Tremé, a program that begins 4 months following Katrina in New Orleans. As costume designer, Alonzo designed magical Mardi Gras Indian suits with thousands of brilliantly dyed ostrich feathers and intricate beadwork. When I heard he was coming to town, along with the tractor trailer of costumes, I knew I had to be there to see Alonzo and his work right off the truck. I stood with Ann Brennan in the loading bay as costumes were lowered from the truck. The morning breezes playing with the bright lime green, scarlet red, gold, and fluffy meringue white, silky feathers, pushing and pulling them to and fro. Though there were only 14 costumes, because of their scale, they filled the tractor trailer to capacity. Each costume is composed of these major components: a beaded tunic-like garment, a large feathered robe, and an even larger headdress, all with a foundation of feathered and beaded boots. Peering into the truck looked like seeing China's terracotta soldiers standing in formation, but made of feathers dancing in the wind. We loaded them into the holding warehouse and gazed into this sea of multicolored feathers which seemingly filled this room from floor to ceiling, wall to wall. I peered back at the room of curators, carpenters, and truck drivers who were all frozen, awestruck by the beauty.